Yeah, every year around this time is always cold.
每年这个时候呢，都是比较冷的。
Because you transition from a winter time to a spring time.
因为现在这个从冬天啊向春天转的时候。
And it's so appropriate that Jesus rose during the spring time.
所以呢，真是耶稣在春天的时候复活，真是很有意思。
Because the winter of the grave is now replaced by the new life of the spring.
啊，因为冬天的坟墓已经被春天的生命来代替了。
So Easter is about victory of Jesus over death.
所以呢，复活节呢是讲耶稣战胜了死亡。
God's sovereign power.
神的主权。
Our salvations.
我们的救恩。
However, it is more than that.
但是呢，还有比这更深的意义。
Jesus' work, what the gospel is more than personal salvations.
耶稣的救恩，也就是福音，不仅仅是我们的个人的救恩。
We make it sometimes a personal salvations.
有的时候我们只记得这是一个个人的救恩。
But also the redemption of his church.
但是我们要记得，耶稣的福音也是对他教会的救赎。
He died for the church as well as he died for us each individually.
所以呢，他不仅是为我们个人而死，也是为了教会而死。
He created the church by his blood.
他以他留下的宝血来建立教会。
By destroying the barrier that separates us from each other.
啊，教会是通过耶稣的宝血来拆毁隔绝我们中间的墙。
We need to realize that the church.As we gather here, is the redemptive body of Christ, not a religious organizations.
我们一定要记住，教会是基督救赎的活的身体，而不是一个宗教的组织。
So let's read the scripture from Ephesians chapter 2.Verse 11 to 22.
今天的经文是在以弗所书第二章十一到二十二节。以弗所书第二章十一到二十二节。
I will read it through in English once, and then, 钟辉老师 will read it in Chinese. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth.And called the uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcisions that done in the body by the hands of men. Remember that at that time you were separated from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus,You who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing walls of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two. Thus, making peace. And in this one body, to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostilities. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently,You are no longer foreigners and alien, but fellow citizen with God's people and member of God's household, built on the foundation of apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and raised to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together.To become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit.
好，我用中文再读一遍《以弗所书》第二章十一到二十二节。 所以你们应当纪念。你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼的，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸业上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了。因他是我们的和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，全房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
If you are tied into the church and you know that recently we are looking for a pastor, we have a pastoral search, and this is important decisions for the church.
如果呢你们跟我们的教会比较接近的话，你就知道我们教会最近在经历一个聘牧的过程，而聘牧对一个教会是一件非常重要的事情。
As with any important decisions of the church,There are those who are for a candidate, and there are also those who are against it.
就像做任何一个教会的重要的决定的时候，总是有一些人比较喜欢这个候选人，也有一些人反对这个候选人。
This creates a standoff and a barrier among different people in the church.
这样呢，在意见不同的弟兄姐妹中间呢，就渐渐地产生了明显的僵局和隔阂。
I want to share my thought about the issues, not particularly about the yes or no of moving forward on any candidate.
所以我今天讲到的事情，其实不是讲这件事情的本身是应该往前走还是不应该往前走。
But underlying spiritual struggle we as a church have.
但是呢，我是要帮助大家理解这些属灵上的挣扎。
After all of our issues in the church has a spiritual roots to it.
我们要记得，教会里所有的问题都是一个属灵的根基问题。
Furthermore, our issues are not unique.
而且呢，我们的这些问题呢，并不是很独特的。
It happens in many of the contemporary churches in our times.
在现在的很多教会里面都有同样的问题。
As well as the church is mentioned in the Bible.
甚至在圣经里面写的教会里面也有这样的问题。
Church in Ephesus is such a church.
以弗所的教会就是这样一个教会。
And Apostle Paul addressed it head on.
所以呢使徒保罗呢就直接来讲解这件事情。
And open our eyes to see the truth.About the Church of Jesus Christ,
来帮助我们打开我们的眼睛，来看到耶稣基督教会的真正的意义。
I think a lot of spiritual issue is because we do not know who we are as a children of God.
有很多的问题的开始就是在于我们不知道我们到底是谁，不记得我们是神的孩子。
And this is why Paul remind these people who are reading this letter and say, this is who you were, but this is who you are.
所以呢，保罗在开始的时候就提醒大家，你们原来是这个样子的，但是你们现在是另外一个样子。
And many churches, many issues in the church arise because we don't know who we are now.
有很多时候在教会里的问题是我们忘记了我们现在是什么样的。
And continue to hang on to who we were before.
很不幸的是不能够放弃我们原来的样子。
Even though this letter is Paul addressing the relationship between Jews and Gentiles,
虽然这里保罗讲的事情是犹太人跟外邦人之间的关系
，but the general principle is the same.
但是基本的原则是一模一样的。
That is, there are no relationship between the two groups of people before Christ enter into their lives.
也就是说在基督进入我们生命中之前没有两群人是可以处好关系。
Just like most of us, we don't know each other before we gather in the church.
就像我们这里的人一样的很多我们在进入教会之前彼此其实并不认识。
We were not brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们不是基督里面的弟兄姐妹。
We were strangers to each other.
我们是陌生人。
Maybe even enemies to each other.
我们甚至是彼此为敌的人。
All of us were separated from Christ.
所有的我们都是跟基督所隔绝的。
So that's who we were.
这是我们以前的光景。
And we have a mindset before we became children of God. We have a mindset of the world.
所以我们脑子里是充满了世界的想法，在我们认识主耶稣基督之前。
This is who we were before.
这是我们以前的光景。
But now, in verse 13, it says, but now, it says.
但是现在在第13节写到所以
你们从前
啊，所以你们从前按肉体是外邦人。
Yet, in Christ Jesus, that we were brought together.Through the blood of Christ.
但是如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了。
That is who we are now.
这是我们现在的身份。
We are put together by Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督把我们放到了一起。
This is the basis of church.
这是我们教会的根基。
In that God puts you and me in the same church.
就用这样的方式神把你和我放在同一个教会。
It is God who brought us together here through the blood of Jesus Christ.
是我们的神通过主耶稣基督的宝血把我们放在了一起。
As such, no one is more important than other. No pastor is more important than another person.
因为这个原因没有一个人比另外一个人更重要。就算一个牧师也不比任何一个人重要。
Not more important because he's deacon.
也不因为他们是执事就比别人更重要。
No one is above an other.
没有人可以到别人的上面。
No one can single-handedly decide for the church.
没有一个人可以单独的为教会做决定。
Your only mandate is to love one another.
我们唯一的命令是彼此相爱。
Because you were put together by Jesus Christ. Not voluntarily that you come together. You're put together by Jesus Christ.
因为我们其实并不是自愿走到一起的，而是耶稣的宝血把我们绑在了一起。
So when we have difference and disagreement, we learn to deal with it.
所以当我们有不同，甚至有纠纷的时候，我们要学会如何来处理。
Because we're brought together by Jesus Christ.
因为我们是耶稣基督放在一起的弟兄姐妹。
Don't you think that Jesus know that you will have this kind of controversy in church?
难道你不知道耶稣基督会知道我们有这样的纷争吗？
Of course he does.
当然他知道。
He put you together, so we learn something.
他把我们放在一起，所以我们可以学习这个功课。
But when we learn something, we have to abandon.The old ways of doing things.
所以当我们学习新的事物的时候，我们必须要放弃旧的事情。
The world's way.
世上的方法。
That's who we were before.
那是我们以前的样子。
But we now must live in the new reality through Jesus Christ.
但是我们现在要在耶稣基督里活在一个新的现实当中。
That's who we are now.
这就是我们现在的光景。
So that is verse 11 to 13. Paul wants you to know who you were, remember who you were, but live as who you are now through Jesus Christ.
所以在第11到第13节，保罗先是提醒我们要记得我们原来的光景，然后最后要鼓励我们 要活出我们现在新的身份。
And you were put together by Jesus.
你们是耶稣基督放在一起的。
Then verse 14 to 18,
然后14到18节
talk about what Jesus is doing among us.
是讲的是耶稣基督在我们中间所做的工作。
When you have issues and controversy and disagreement that we think about, we want to have peace.
所以当我们是有纠纷的时候，我们要记得我们需要的是和平。
We want peace and unity.
我们需要的是和平和合一。
And then it says here, verse 14, for he himself is our peace.
因为在第十四节说，因为他就是我们的和睦。
You know, we often, when we do, we all know that we need to have unity in the church.
我们从心里面我们都知道教会是应该合一的地方。
But in so many ways, we want to use our way to bring peace into a spiritual body.
但是问题是我们很多时候都把我们原来世上的方法也带到教会里，希望以此来促进教会的。
You know, the old ways are hard to shake off.
我们要知道我们原来的方式是很难放下的。
We, the man's way, our own way is to negotiate, right? We negotiate to have consensus and giving up something or majority rules. These are the world's way.
如果用世上的方法的话，我们要么就是互相协商、互相妥协，啊，或者是就让多数人来决定事情，这是世上的方法。
But what works in the world does not mean it will work well in the church.
但是我们要知道，世上的方法在教会是行不通的。
Because church is not of the world, it belongs to Jesus Christ.
因为教会不是属于世界的，教会是属于耶稣基督。
Jesus always will be the head of the church.
耶稣基督是教会的头。
And he is the only one that suffered and died for the church.
他是唯一一个为教会而死的。
You did not die for the church.
你没有为教会而死。
You did not suffer for the church.
你没有为教会受苦。
So we have no right to be the head and to decide for the church.
所以我们没有权利来为教会决定事情。
It goes to say that Jesus Christ will always be the Lord of the church.
所以呢，基督永远是教会的主。
In that sense, it is He who brings peace to us.
所以呢，只有耶稣基督能够把和平带到我们中间。
Not negotiation, not some method.
没有协商，没有方法能够带给我们和平。
He Himself is our peace.
耶稣基督他自己就是我们的和平。
Paul in verse 14 to 18 brought a spiritual reality to us.
保罗在第14到18节带给我们一个属灵的事实。
In that the hostility and barrier we have between brothers and sisters can only be resolved by Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们之间的敌意和隔阂只有耶稣基督能够化解。
It does not mean that you use the Bible verses as a bulletAnd start shooting at each other.
但我说这个的意思不是说我们可以到圣经里找到经文，然后作为子弹来互相的攻击。
But it is a humble admissions and confession that Jesus Christ is Lord. and the peacemaker among us.
而是通过我们每一个人谦卑的承认耶稣基督是主，而且耶稣基督是我们的和平的使者。
So we are subject to Christ and believe that he will bring peace.
我们要顺服耶稣基督，并且相信他能够给我们带来和平。
Listen to this, this is important. Peace is not about getting a resolution to our conflict.
我们的和平其实不是关于如何来找到一个解决的方案。
It is not an absence of conflict.
和平并不是没有冲突。
But the presence of Christ.
而和平是因为有基督。
You heard that? Peace is not an absence of conflict, but the presence of Christ.
所以和平不是没有冲突，而是因为有基督。
So the less Christ you have in you or in the church,the more conflicts that you will have with each other.
所以在每个人的心里，基督越小，在一个教会里基督越少，冲突就会越来越多。
Because verse 14 and 15 says, For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostilities.
因为在14节讲到，因他是我们的和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁中间隔断的墙。
The basis of Paul's assertion in verse 14 and 15 is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ through the death and resurrection of him, that the two sides of the conflict can be reconciled through the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，保罗写这些话的确据就是耶稣基督在十字架上的钉死，通过他的死和他的复活，两方面终于可以冲突两方面终于可以和好。
This is what he said, and in his one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he puts to death their hostility. This is in verse 16.
所以呢，说既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
So we all know that Jesus Christ died for me.And gave me a new life through his resurrections.
所以我们一般都知道耶稣基督为我而死，给我们一个新的生命。
But do you know that he died also for church, a collection of individuals?
所以呢，我们一定要记住，主耶稣基督其实是为教会而死的，是我们所有的在教会的弟兄姐妹们。
And the peace that he brought to the church is shed on the cross.By his blood.
所以呢，他的和平的代价呢，已经是通过他在十字架上留下的宝血来付清了。
Does this mean anything to you about the sacredness of the church?
你听到这句话的时候，能不能理解教会的圣洁？
All the time we believe that church is an organization. We do things.Like organized body.
很多时候我们不知不觉当中就以为教会是一个组织，而不是一个活的身体。
教会 church is not an organization. Church is an organism.
教会不是一个组织，教会是一个活的生命体。
So one part of this organism is sick, the whole body is sick.
所以一个生命体的话，只要一个部分在生病的时候，整个身体都生病了。
So we have to keep that in mind. That's who church are.
所以我们一定要记住这件事情，教会是这个样子的。
So if you are someone in a church who causes conflicts,Eventually, you have to be accountable to God.
我们要警醒这件事情。你如果在教会里引起争端的话，你是要对神交账的。
In the church, it's not about voicing your opinions. That is important.
教会不是我们个人表达我们个人观点的地方。
I don't remember Jesus ever asked his disciple, "What do you think I should do?" What do you think we should do?
任何一个时候问过他的门徒，你们觉得我该做什么？
don't remember that.
从来没有见过这个。
I don't remember reading it.
从来没有在圣经里讲过这样的话。
I don't remember Apostle Paul tells his church, "What do you think I should do?"
啊，保罗也没有问过教会的人说，你们觉得我该干什么？
So let's get back to the organism, the body.
所以让我要记住这个生命体的事情。
It is not voicing your opinion in church that's important, but to make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
所以在教会里重要的时候，不是每人表达自己的观点，而是用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
That means.Is that make every effort to be in the presence of Jesus, who is our peace?
所以呢，我们要尽心竭力地活在基督里，他是我们的和平。
Unless you have peace with God, you will not have peace with your brothers and sisters.
除非你跟神有和好，你是不可能跟弟兄姐妹们和好的。
Another things.
还有一件事情。
No church matter.Except for the salvation of people, it's a matter of life and death.
在教会的所有的事情里面，除非人的救恩的事情，没有一件事情是生死相关的。
And requires immediate attentions.
所以没有任何一件事情是需要马上行动的。
Nothing in the church is time sensitive.
在教会里没有一件事情是时间紧迫的。
That we as a church must make immediate decisions.
所以很多的事情我们不需要做出仓促的决定。
You know, this is definitely true because time is irrelevant to God. He has time in His hand. He has time in His hand, not your hand. Time is irrelevant to God. Timing is everything to God.
时间在神里面是不相关的。
Timing is everything. Everything has a right time to do.
神的时机是神掌握的。
When each of us is not under the pressure to make a quick decisions, we have time to be in the presence of God to seek His will.
当我们不是着着急急的要做决定的时候，我们就有时间在我们和平的使者，我们的神里面来寻求神的旨意。
Because He is our peace.
因为神是我们的和平。
And I believe that because verse 18 said, For through Him, Jesus, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. We trust our body of Christ, brothers and sisters, can speak to God and God will speak to Him.
因为第十八节说，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。我们相信我们的每一个弟兄姐妹们都可以跟神交流，然后神会对每一个人说话。
And God's way is always unanimous.
因为神只有一个圣灵，所以神的决定总是合一的。
Because there's only one God and one Spirit.
因为只有一个神，
and one will of God.
一个圣灵，只有一个旨意。
And each of us, according to the scripture, has access to that Father.
我们每一个人都能够到神的面前来。
And if each of us practice to come before the Lord and seek His will, God will make His will clear.
如果我们每一个人都到神面前来寻求他的旨意，神会让我们每一个人都看到他的同一个旨意。
And that's how we move forward.
这是我们教会如何往前走。
That is how God meant it to be.
这是神的旨意。
Verse 19-22. After you have already noticed that you are in Christ, a new creation, after you know this, that Jesus is your peace, is our peace, is the church's peace, then we move on.
在十九到第二十二节说，当我们知道这两个重要的事实之后，一个事实是我们知道我们原来的光景和现在的身份，第二个是我们知道耶稣基督是我们和平的时候，我们就可以看下面的经文。
Because in verse 19 it says consequently. After you know all this, consequently, this is what happened. This is what God is doing.
所以在19节的开头说这样，也就是因此，这样呢，我们就知道后面该怎么来连下去。
And verse 22, he promised, is that we and in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his spirit.
在第二十二节写到，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Understanding the church is not a religious organization with constitution and bylaw. It is a living organism.
让我们要理解，教会不是一个靠着法律和规条的宗教组织，这是一个活的生命体。
Jesus abolished in his flesh the law that is commandments and regulations. This is in what verse? This is in verse 15.
在第十五节，耶稣以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条。
You do not live by constitution and bylaw. You live by the Spirit of God.
你们活不是活在律法之下，而是活在神的灵当中。
It did not work with Jews. Jews are a very religious nation. The whole nation was unable to obey God.
要说律法的全备。当年以色列是最权威的，但是就连以色列也在当年以宗教治国的那个情况之下，也没有那么行得通。
If you are talking about regulation and bylaw, Israel is your examples.
如果你真是要跟我讲律法和规条的话，以色列是你的样子。
God even governed what they can eat.
啊，神当年提供的规条细节的跟吃什么都是规定好的。
When they should celebrate holidays.
什么时候有放假也是神规定的。
Everything is regulated for the Jews. And what does that bring them?
最后给他们带来了什么？
Rebellion.
背叛。
Because their heart wasn't changed.
因为他们的心与神不是同在的。
So right now Jesus says his spirit lives among us.
所以现在耶稣基督说他的灵活在我们的中间。
Israel did not live by faith, does not live by the Spirit of God. They live by law, regulations.
因为以色列他不是按照神的灵在活着的，他们只是活在一些规条之下。
Ultimately, they fail.
最后他们失败了。
And God says, now, I'm going to build a new community.
所以神说，现在我要建造一个新的群体。
Everyone in this community has my Spirit.
在这个群体当中，每一个人都有我的灵。
Therefore, this church has the Spirit of God.
所以整个教会都有神的灵。
I want to dwell with them.
我要住在他们中间。
That is church.
这就是教会。
We're not Israel.
我们不是以色列。
We are church.
我们是教会。
I didn't know that before. Until we have conflicts. All these are just, you know, words on a page of paper.
在有这么多冲突之前，我也没有真正能够体会这件事情，因为这个在我看来，刚开始的时候也就是纸上的一些字而已。
Being built together doesn't mean anything. I feel that the church ought to be built by gifted people.
那个时候建立一个教会的时候，我以为教会是一些有才能的人，来把它组织起来。
By enthusiasm，
也许有热情就可以了。
By commitment，
也许是我们自己的委身。
Here it says that Jesus built his church。
现在我们要知道，是耶稣建立了这个教会。
And build it together，
而且把它建设在一起。
We grow together.
我们一起成长。
We are also weakened together.
我们也一起虚弱。
That means is that in the church there is no spiritual giants.
所以这就是说，在教会里是不会有属灵的巨人的。
In a very weak church.
在一个软弱的教会里面是没有属灵的巨人的。
And there are no weak members.In the strong church.
在一个健康的教会里也没有软弱的成员。
The body grows and gets sick together.
这个身体不仅一同成长也一同生病。
That is God's way.
这是神的方法。
It's a spiritual way.
这是属灵的方法。
But in any case, strong or weak, God's Spirit dwells with us.
但是我们要记住，不管怎么样，是我们是强壮还是软弱，神的灵总是住在我们中间。
God does not abandon His church and leave it to sort things out by Himself.
神从来不会放弃他的教会，让他们自己来把事情搞清楚。
God's Spirit dwells in this church for better or for worse.
不管是好还是不好的时候，神的灵总是居住在他自己的教会当中。
However, His aim is always to build up His church according to His good purpose and in His good way.
我们要记住，神的终极的目标是要把他的教会通过他的美意和方法能够建立起来。
This is an Easter.
今天是复活节。
So most of the message is about your salvations.
很多时候的信息都是关于个人的救恩的。
And the celebration many times is just on a personal level.
很多时候我们的庆祝都是在个人的水平上。
But this morning, celebrations also together as His church, because He has redeemed His church.
是今天早上我们要记得我们庆祝的时候，我们要在这个教会的层面上来庆祝主的复活。
Everything you say about celebration on an individual personal level can be said on the collective level in the church.
就是我们每一个讲的个人的救恩的方面都可以讲到教会的层次上。
Church assembly is a collection of individuals whom God saved and become a new creature.
教会是一个新的生命体，里面充满了神救来的一个一个的人。
Scripture tells us His purpose was to create in Himself one new man out of the two old people, thus making peace.
所以圣经说，十五节说，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
Church is a new creation. Never before has the world seen a group of people like us.
教会是一个新的生命体，在这个世界上从来没有看到这样的一群人。
Created by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这些人是被耶稣基督的复活而创造出来的。
We are the body of Christ, a dwelling place in which God lives by His Spirit.
我们成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
We are testimony of God's living presence among us.
我们是神在我们中间活生生的见证。
It is His living presence that draws people to Himself.
神在我们中间吸引人到他自己身边。
And attract them to become a part of this body of Christ.
意识到这些人愿意成为他身体的一部分。
As we live and celebrate His presence with us, each day becomes Easter.
如果我们每天与主同行，庆祝主的同在，那样每一天就是我们的复活节。
Each day brings to us the joy of our salvations.
每一天都带给我们在基督里成为新人的喜乐。
Each day we hold dear the people of God put in this church to make this church complete and useful.
每一天我们都和神带到我们教会的人相亲相爱，因为神把他们带来，让我们的教会更加完全。
This church is the collective testimony to the reality of risen Christ.
这个教会是复活的基督活生生的见证。
And because of Jesus' resurrection, His living spirit lives among us.
因着耶稣的复活，他活生生的灵住在我们中间。
To make His church alive and well.
从而让我们的教会充满了生命和健康。
Church is always full of hope.
教会总是充满了希望。
And glory to the risen Christ.
荣耀归于复活的基督。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
That you yourself, you alone is the Lord of the church.
因为你自己是教会的主。
We also thank you, Lord, each of us have access to to the throne of grace.
我们也感谢你，我们每一个人都能够到神的施恩宝座前。
So we believe, Lord Jesus, that you speak to each of us.
我们相信神对每一个弟兄姐妹都讲话。
And in so doing, Lord, we come to realize what is your good pleasure and will.
也通过这样，我们每个人都知道啊，你那属天的旨意。
So we thank you, Lord, that we are different.From all the organizations.
我们感谢主，因为我们不是世上的组织。
We thank you, Lord, that Jesus, that you live among us.
我们谢谢你，耶稣基督，你住活在我们的中间。
We also thank you, just like you build us up, you also build your church up.
我们感谢你，因为你不仅建立我们，你也建立这个教会。
That you wish to live among us.
你愿意活在我们中间。
And we who are sinful and wicked and weak.
我们虽然是有各种各样的罪行，各种各样的软弱。
We thank you that you're willing to be here.
我谢谢你愿意住在我们的中间。
In Jesus' name.
凭耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.